What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Sunday morning. Well, guys, the New York Giants season is officially over. The Giants got tortured last night by the Philadelphia Eagles, 38-7. But hey, that was last night. The nightmare is over. The Giants, hey, we could continue with our off season. It was a good season. It was a fun season. I think this is probably a season that a lot of us Giants fans are not going to want to forget, because you never know. You never know. We may not ever have another good season like this, because we don't know if the Giants are going to keep Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. Do I want these guys back? Absolutely. No, just because I honestly feel like, look, what Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley showed as a duo, that these guys can be sneaky dangerous. And, okay, I'm not going to say sneaky dangerous, but these guys can ball out when they're on their A game. And it just sucked to see it end, in the hands of the freaking Eagles. I would have felt more fine if we lost to the 49ers, but for some reason, whenever we play the NFC East, we always struggle, but as we all can see, the NFC East it's much more powerful than it has looked in years. The NFC East hasn't been a good division probably since the 2016 season, where when Dak Prescott was a rookie, and where Eli Manning had Odell Beckham Jr. So it's been a while since this division has been dominant. But as you can see, This division is dominant. The Cowboys are still in the playoffs. The Eagles, they're going to be in the NFC Championship game next weekend. Washington. I think the Commanders are one quarterback away to being a very good football team. I think the Commanders have one of the best defenses in the league. I think their secondary, it has some work to do, but it's pretty good. I love the receiving core. I think they have two pretty good running backs in Brian Robinson and Antonio Gibson. The Giants, they got a head coach now who can coach a quarterback. They got a GM that literally fixed up. They got a GM that knows how to, fix a team. Look what Joe Shane did in one offseason. He fixed the Giants off. He fixed this offensive line, And it's going to take time. Obviously, we're going to see what happens in March, because that's when Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley become free agents. Let's see if he can have a talk with those guys, see if he can get something done and hopefully keep both of these guys in MetLife Stadium. Because I don't want Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley to go. Because I'm pretty sure if those guys go, I'm pretty sure teams are going to pick them up. Especially Daniel Jones. It's not easy to find a quarterback to win with in this league now. And the running back, I don't think anyone's going to be too... There's going to be teams out there that would love to have Saquon on their team. But we're in the quarterbacks league now. And quarterbacks are more talked about than running backs, especially when you look at the contract signings. Quarterbacks are getting paid more money than running backs. I wouldn't be shocked if a team like the New York Jets picks up Daniel Jones. I mean, if Daniel Jones somehow goes to the Jets and he plays with that offense with, you know, Garrett Wilson, you know, I mean, I think Daniel Jones will ball out because the Jets are a playoff team. They got all the pieces you need. The Jets don't. The only thing though is the Jets don't have a quarterback. Now I still believe in Zach Wilson. You know, I still think Zach Wilson has a. It's way too early to say that Zach Wilson is a. You know, is a free agent. You know, because I just. Zach Wilson had a tough season, you know, but I just don't see how he can be a free agent because he's still very young, you know, and he's still learning, you know, I think what Daniel Jones has shown all of us is that he can make plays with his legs, and if you could put guys that, you know, that have struggled to, make plays, you know, overall, you know, you got to put them in situations where they can handle and where they can dominate at, you know, and I think Brian Daboll has done that well, you know, but, you know, it's tough. But like I said before, guys, going into this game, the Eagles are the better, you know, they're the better team. I'm not saying that because I like them. I'm saying that because, you know, they're just the more talented, you know, they're the more talented team. I mean, everywhere you look at this Eagles team, they're talented. They got an MVP caliber quarterback. They got two stud receivers. They got two really good running backs. You know, their defense is top. You know, their defense, they got one of the best secondaries in the league. You know, their defense, like, look at their defense as a whole. They got more sacks than any other team in the NFL. Like, what is there to even talk about? And they have one of the best offensive lines in the league. You know, at least we scored a touchdown. You know, but look at, even though we lost, that's not going to change. This game is not going to change the fact about this future not being bright. The Giants' future is bright. And I said it, you know, I said that last night. This future is bright because I feel like we finally have a head coach who can coach. And that we have a GM that can build up a roster in a Super Bowl championship. Into a Super Bowl championship roster. I mean, don't forget, Joe Shane is coming from the Buffalo Bills, you know, and look at the Bills are still in contention for the AFC championship game if they beat the Bengals, you know. But look at, I just want to talk that. That's why I mentioned that, you know, just because, you know, look at. On the last day of a football season, you know, that felt like the last day of high school, you know, of a high school semester. You know, the Giants, Brian Daboll finally had to concede that there are things that are beyond the control of a football head coach, even an excellent football coach, even a coach who has spent the last 11 and a half months lending oxygen to a franchise and adrenaline to a fan base. Even Brian Daboll, never too rambunctious after wins, never too downtrodden after losses, couldn't disguise the hurt in his, you know, voice and the fatigue in his bones. He was saying, you know, Brian Daboll was saying, I wish we could do this again next week. You know, look at Saturday night at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, and look at it. It honestly didn't, you know, take very long for them to delete whatever mystery had been attached to the proceedings. The Eagles scored the first two, you know, times they touched the ball. They stopped the Giants on a early fourth down, which seemed to pick Daboll's pockets of the surplus of pixie dust he carried around all year. You know, it was 28-0, you know, at the half. The link was beside itself. Giants fans spent halftime checking out what was available on Hulu and Netflix. You know, like the game was that boring. You know, but look it. It shouldn't be a surprise. I'm pretty sure all of us Giants fans knew going into this game. You know, even though we're going to side with our Giants, we know in reality we're going to lose to this team because they're just more talented all over. You know? Daboll described it again and again and again. It was a crash landing game for this team. And there really was no better words meeting on this night. The Giants flying into the game on such a high, wound up, colliding with the back end of a row of buses like, you know, Evel and Evel. Only the buses were dressed in green Eagles uniforms. You know, Daboll was saying they did everything better than we did. And he's right. They did. It was what the Eagles did. That the Eagles played a complete game. You know, it was thorough. It was in what's another word I can come up that can describe the Eagles game? You know, it was an evisceration start to finish. And it doesn't reduce by even 1 ounce what the Giants accomplished this year. Look at, if back in August you picked the Giants to win 6 games, there was a term your friends used for you. Eternal optimist. And you know, that those are the words people would describe you. And even you didn't get them to 9 wins. Even you couldn't have fathomed they would win a playoff game for the first time in 11 freaking years. Look, it was a special thing to be a part of. You know, that's what Daniel Jones said that. And, you know, it was a special thing to watch. From the moment Daboll flashed 2 fingers at the end of the opener at Tennessee to the remarkable, you know, tsunami of faith that followed the Giants down the, you know, turnpike for this NFC divisional playoff, this thing will linger a day or two. Then you will remember a stolen moment. Daniel Jones trampling the Vikings last week. Kayvon Thibodeau ransacking the Commanders in week 15. Saquon Barkley showing extended examples of why he was once described as being touched by the hand of God. Go ahead, pick as many as you want. There are plenty of them. You know, soon enough, of course, you will begin to think about something else. You will think about next season and the seasons to come. And you will want to ponder how the season, you know, how this season out to be a building block for something better, something greater, something, you know, sustainable. General Manager Joe Shane and Brian Daboll no doubt will already have thought, you know, about that by the time you wake up Sunday morning. And there are few franchises in any sport right now, you know, whose fans trust their leadership more deeply than the Giants fans, including me, trust Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. Look it, of course, there's a world of difference and sometimes a vast chasm between what ought to happen and what does. Brian Daboll sounded a familiar tone for longtime New York football observers when he said, near the end of his postgame gathering with reporters. You know, Brian Daboll, you know, he was saying disappointed. I wish we could have done a better job. I wish I could have done a better job. It feels like crap. That's as honest as I can be. Daboll continued to say, you have to work extremely hard to get to this spot. It's a hard place to get into. It's a hard place to get to this division round. In that moment, Daboll, you know, in that moment, when I heard them say that, In that moment, Dayball sounded precisely as his spiritual, you know, ascendant had almost 24 years earlier. By January 1999, Bill Parcells had moved on to the Jets, and in two seasons, he had them within 30 minutes of a Super Bowl. That didn't happen. That didn't happen, though. The moment those Jets stepped off the field at Mile High Stadium, they were Christen next year's champs. You know, look it. Parcells, who's seen this gauntlet before, looked 120 years older as he leaned against a wall just outside the Jets locker room. His eyes hollow and his voice soft. You know, Parcells once said, "You realize just how much work you have to go through just to get right back to where we are right now." Free agency, the draft, voluntary workouts, training camps, 16 games, all of it, just to get back to where we're standing. Look at the Jets. That Jets team never did get back there under Parcells. Things happen. Players get hurt. rookies don't pan out. Seasons often behave with a mind of their own. So the Giants now, right now, immediately, that there are no guarantees about what's next. Still, at the end of this season, at the end of a semester, it's good to be a Giants fan and good to be part of this team's future. Look at, you guys have to understand, one crash landing doesn't change any of that. If anything, it makes you want to push the fast forward button and move on. You know, that's all I'm saying. This was a successful season. Brian Daboll, he's going to get head coach of the year. Brian Daboll is going to get head coach of the year honors. Saquon Barkley, I think it's clear that he's going to get the comeback player of the year award as well. I love this team. I'm always going to love my team. I told you guys this all the time. I love my team. You know, I don't care how, like, I've been through this before. I've seen games like this before in the divisional round. You know, not in the divisional round, the wild card game. When the Giants played the Packers, we got tormented 13-34. When Aaron Rodgers was, you know, this was when Aaron Rodgers played with the Packers. And then we're all witnessing that everyone's trying to compare this Giants team to the 2007 Giants where Eli Manning took that big step forward. And this was during the Tom Coughlin era where the Giants went to the Super Bowl. But, you know, that Giants team Tom Coughlin was working with, it was very similar to the kind of team Brian Daboll's working with. A team that can't stay healthy. You know, a team that's been dealing with injuries and a team that just couldn't get things going. And look at, they made it to the Super Bowl. That Giants team did the unthinkable and they went through a lot of good teams. They beat a very good 49ers team, you know, and they beat a very good Packers team. And they got to the Super Bowl and they beat the undefeated Patriots. It's hard to do that, you know. But, you know, that's in the past. You know, everything that Giants team had, that's something that, especially moving on to the 2011 season where the Giants, they went to the Super Bowl again, you know, and Tom Coughlin and the Giants, they had a pretty good season and they went to the Super Bowl and they beat Tom Brady, you know, but, you know, I'm pretty sure those two Super Bowls are going to be the most memorable Super Bowls in Giants history. because the Giants did something that no other franchise has done, you know, in years, besides the Eagles. I think the Eagles beat Tom Brady once. Yeah, I think. Oh yeah, they did. You know, with Nick Foles. You know, but what that Giants team did, you know, that's in the past. You know, and the NFL is a total different league now. You know, quarterbacks are not like, you know, quarterbacks or not just quarterbacks, but teams overall are totally different. Quarterbacks are much more athletic than they were back then. Defenses are much more quicker and much more physical than they were back then. Offensive linemen are, you know, everything about the game now is much more physical. But if they can just get rid of some of these stupid penalties, maybe the game would be much more interesting, you know? But all I'm saying is this. I don't care what happens. I'm going to be a Giants fan no matter what, you know, and that's that. It was a good season, you know, and if I'm a Giants fan, you better just hope and pray that, you know, just hope and pray that this was a good year, because we may not have another good season, because we don't know what Joe Shane's plan's going to look like moving forward. But, you know, why should we be worried? We got a GM now. We got a head coach now. I think it's time to get, oh yeah, also, John Mara, you did a hell of a job going out and getting a coach that can figure things out. You know, John Mara, thank you for that. Thank you for changing the culture of this organization. You know, and it's just, I tell you guys this all the time. I hate losing. You know, losing is not in my DNA. I hate losing. I'm a winner. You know, I was born to be a winner. You know, but that's all I have to say about that. But like I said before, the future is bright, and I'll see you guys. No, that's all I have to say. I'm very excited. The one thing that we should all learn from today, from what I've said, is that, or what I'm basically telling you all, be excited, because we got a good GM and we got a good head coach and we got a good staff. And, you know, now we're going to see how everything's going to go down with Wink Martindale and Mike Kafka. Hopefully those guys can stay, because I'm pretty sure those guys are going to get head coaching interviews, because those guys had a hell of a season as well. You know, hopefully they can stay too. But you know, I don't think us Giants fans need to worry. You know, I don't think us Giants fans don't have to worry about what if Joe Shane makes bad decisions, because he's not. You know, this is a young dude who has the knowledge of what it takes to win in today's game of sports, of football. You know, and I'm excited. I'm very excited. You know, the off season, you know, I'm not going to get to the off season. You know, the off season starts in March. March is 2 months away. We're still in January. And even though the Giants are eliminated, hey, we still got some football. We still got plenty of football to be. There's still plenty of football to be watched. You know, we got two more games left for the divisional round. We got the Bengals and the Bills, and then we got the Cowgirls and the 49ers. So, that's all I got to say. But Giants fans, keep your heads up. We're fine. But guys, that's all I have to say. I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast. And yeah, that's all I have to say. And hey, we'll see what the future holds for, you know, Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. But I'm still confident, you know, and I'm still holding in on what I said. I think both of these guys are coming back. But we'll see what happens. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I will be back on my podcast tomorrow, you know, to speak more Giants football with you all. I've been very gracious for you all. You guys have been very supportive of me through this entire year. It's been a fun year hanging out with you guys. And yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow. But until then, I'm out. Peace.